Welcome. I must acknowledge your decision to be here in this moment for yourself. Taking this time shows yourself again that you love yourself, that you actually care about your body, about your mind, about being the best that you can be. Today we focus on increasing your desire for health, increasing your desire to feel so good every day, knowing that you're victorious, that you have a choice to grow that seed of desire that's within you that just wants to let nicotine go, to stop smoking and vaping, chewing and patches and gums. All of the world of nicotine can go away, and you'd still be great. You'd still be better. You'd still be actually magical for who you are. There's a whole world that you are headed for, where you can leverage the power of your subconscious mind using this hypnosis track as a natural, effective way to connect with yourself, to dive deep into the room of your subconscious mind where wisdom lies, where grooves have been made. And by reaching deep within, you can change habits and routines automatically. Today we're going to remind you that letting go of nicotine is about gaining control, not about losing it. We're going to take a good, deep, hard look as we reinforce letting go of nicotine. As you sit there, find yourself a comfortable position. You could be sitting or lying down, it doesn't matter. The only thing that really matters is that you just listen to the sound of my voice and allow yourself to become so comfortable in that moment, in this spot. As your phone is on Do Not Disturb, the doors are closed, maybe the lights are off, but in this private place, you can allow yourself to just let go. And as you let your eyes close, if they're not closed already, allowing yourself just to relax even deeper now, imagine a blue light of relaxation coming down from above. And this light has substance. It's almost liquid, filled with tingles of relaxation, the kind that just smooths out all of the edges within your soul, your mind, your body, allowing that blue light to reach the top of your head. Imagine it flowing down through your forehead, loosening all the muscles around your eyes, becoming even more relaxed, even more at peace as your jaw loosens. Maybe your mouth even opens just a little bit as you release the tongue from the top of your mouth. Allow yourself just to go 10 times deeper as you almost melt into the chair while that blue light flows down through your neck, making your neck like rubber bands. Loose and limp, allowing your shoulders to relax. Like one glorious exhale. As that light goes down through your arms, wiping all the tension away down through your body and your torso. With every little breath, easy, natural, just relax. As that blue light moves down your legs, melting all the tension in your body till it flows right out the bottom of your feet. If you could scan your body, be aware of any tension that may exist anywhere in any little spot. And with your intention, send that blue light there and watch it melt right into the place that you are. And as it melts down through the floor, down through the ground, all the way to the center of the earth, you can feel yourself connected from the very core to the very top, knowing that you're safe in this relaxing space. Imagine yourself at the top of a magical staircase. The staircase can be made out of whatever you want. It could be made out of stone or brick or lights or clouds or diamonds. Anything that your imagination sees is perfect for you, because this is your journey. In these 10 steps, there is a relaxing power that takes you deeper down into the room of your subconscious mind when we hit 1. Starting at the top at 10, take a step down. Feel yourself relaxing even deeper, allowing yourself just to let go even more. While you continue to listen to the sound of my voice, almost as if you're trying to memorize every word I say, you go down from 9 down to 8. Double your relaxation down to 7. Feeling so good, so positive, so open. 6. Doubling your relaxation again. And 5. Even 10 times more relaxed as you go deeper, deeper now. Knowing that each time you listen to this track, you will go deeper and faster into hypnosis, because you're getting good at this. Your mind is learning, oh, you want me to just let go, as you go down from 5 to 4. Doubling your relaxation from 4 to 3, feeling so good now. 2. And 1. Be in the room of your subconscious mind right now. It's a beautiful space, decorated exactly as you would imagine it to be. Imagine the grandeur, the glory of what's inside. You can feel that immense eternal that's within you. And I want you to just take one deep breath in with me into your belly. And then let it go. And as you let it go, set your intentions on this moment, discovering and changing and altering and increasing the desire you have for your health, increasing the love that you have for yourself. And you know that the more you love yourself, the more you want to take care of yourself, just like you would a loved one or a friend. You can give advice to yourself, just like you would a loved one or a friend. You can rearrange, and you have the choice, and you have the power. Place your right hand on your heart. Feel the inner strength and wisdom that's within there. And take your other hand and place it over your hand that's on your heart. And I want you to imagine breathing into your heart. Breathing love, breathing positivity. Breathing the power of choice into your heart. And now drop your hands back to that relaxed space. Open and letting go. I want you to look around and imagine the objects and symbols that are in the room representing your determination, your courage, and your desire, whether it be small or large, to be nicotine free, to stop smoking. Feel what that's like to go back to natural, to go back to that innocent, healthy, free body. And imagine a path in front of you illuminated by light, guiding you toward a healthier, smoke-free self. And as you walk down this corridor of illuminated light, I want you to see the doors of progression. Every door you walk through leads to another beautiful vestibule of health as you continue to rise and become brand new. And as you continue to walk, you see a garden. It's the most illustrious garden you can imagine. It symbolizes life and choices, potential paths. So many different ways you can go. As you continue through the garden, see a tree. But this tree is unhealthy. In some parts, some leaves are shriveled. Some parts seem dead, and other parts seem healthy. Can you see how that dead branch and leaf represents the smoking that's come into your life? They told you it was cool, and you forced yourself to like it. But it's now gray and dull and dead. But the leaf is not the tree and the branch is not the tree. You are the tree. How would you make this tree more beautiful? Every good gardener knows that you need to prune a tree, remove the unhealthy habits and addictions. And the way you do that is just by nurturing the healthier ones. Because what you do is you don't think about what you don't want. You think about what you do want. And what you do want is an unending supply of energy. An unending supply of empowered control. And control comes with your power of choice. You know that it's so easy to do the things that you want to do. And it's so easy to avoid the things that you don't want. As we look through the truth versus all of the myths that revolve around smoking and nicotine, there's a part of you, perhaps from one of those dead branches, that says, smoking helps me relax. But we know the facts. The relaxation that you experience when taking that hit is nothing more than the squelching of a withdrawal. A withdrawal from something that you don't actually need. And it helps you relax. But you know, a non-smoker doesn't feel that. A non-smoker is consistent. inner state. A non-smoker doesn't go up and down and up and down and up and down all day long, chasing after that addiction. Relaxation is natural. Relaxation is your normal state, like you were before you ever picked up your first vape or cigarette. Some say that stopping or quitting is too hard. It's not too hard. It's just a choice. As you build the confidence knowing that even if it feels weird to stop, it feels so good to stop. What's hard is the life that you've lived as a smoker. Chasing after it. Gotta go to the store. Oh, I hope I have my cigarettes. Where's my lighter? Those are the dead branches and leaves on that tree. Pull out your scissors and cut it off. Pull out your trimmers and just delete all of that gray and stale stench of old ways. You think that smoking is part of who you are. Nothing that you do is who you are. It's just what you're doing. It's your role. You've identified as a smoker up until this moment. In this beautiful garden, watch the tree of you become green and grow and say thank you for my pruning. Smoking is nothing more than an addiction. It's an addiction even more than a habit. And you know that only after 3 days, almost all of the nicotine is gone. You can do almost anything for 3 days, especially something as easy as letting smoking go. You think that smoking helps manage your stress. But does it? Or does it just take away the tension that's coming from the addictive brain that says, I need. Imagine not even having to manage the stress that's caused by nicotine. If it were easy to stop smoking, if it were easy to quit vaping, if it were easy to let nicotine go, wouldn't you like it better? Imagine now a volume knob within this room of your subconscious mind. This volume knob is the indicator of your level of desire to stop smoking. What number is it at? From wherever it is, imagine turning that volume knob up. Increase that desire to stop. Increase that desire to become a non-smoker. Increase that desire to stand up for yourself, love yourself, be happy with yourself. Increase that volume knob. All the way to 10. Feel that sense of freedom and control and power that you have to be a rebel against your old ways. Nobody tells you what to do. No thing can tell you what to do. You have power. You have the choice. Embrace what you really want. Imagine opening your doors to new experiences. What would it be like to walk into a room of people that know you and don't know you and never even think about, do they smell me? Is my breath bad? What do they think of me? Do they think I'm a loser because I'm an addict? Do they think I'm gross? Imagine watching all of those thoughts disappear as you walk through that room because you are a non-smoker. What would it be like to not have anything calling for your attention, like a small little whiny baby? I need. And this isn't something that you need to take care of. It's something that you can ignore and starve out as you let go of your old life as a smoker and increase the desire to become hypnotized into your new life, hacking your subconscious mind at a very deep level so that what you want comes out automatically. Tell yourself what you want right now and know that you can have that. Feel how good it is that day when you decide to have your quit day. When you decide, yes, that's the day that I leave that whole world behind. Imagine preparing for that day, doing the conscious work, really asking yourself, do I really like this? Or do I only like a little bit of it? What do I like about it? Does it really make me feel good? Or does it just make me feel normal? You know, you can feel normal all the time as a non-smoker. All you have to do is go through a transition where you walk through a door. Because someday, very soon, you will walk through that door and enter into your whole new life as a non-smoker. Again, do you remember what it was like when you didn't have to ever think about feeding that addiction? You might have been really young. Let's go back there. Take yourself to a time, even if it's just a feeling or a vague memory of what it's like to be a child, playing on a playground or with your favorite toys or with your favorite friends, pretend. Feel that sense of freedom that's just naturally there, not clouded by any plumes of smoke or negative, depressed thinking that comes with smoking. Imagine that. Remember. And set forth your intention to increase the desire to want to stop forever. Imagine enjoying your new life, bringing that childlike spirit back into your daily life. Imagine the long-term benefits of your health. Imagine everyone around you so excited because you're a non-smoker and you did it. Imagine them celebrating you. Imagine you feel that pride as you brag. Yeah, I quit. It was easy. All I did was I was honest and I told myself what I wanted. Feel how good it feels to increase that desire. Imagine that that little desire that you have, whether you're at a 6 or a 7 or an 8, you may think you're at a 10, but let's just pretend you're at a 9. And you have one more step to go, because you can actually deeper down deep into your subconscious mind groove right now the new groove that says, I don't want it, and I intend to let it go forever because I have power and control. Imagine that self. Imagine that desire wherever you're at. Imagine that it has a shape. What shape is it? Is it pointy? Is it square? Is it sphere? Is it dots? It can be whatever you want. Put that shape out in front of you that represents the desire you have to have a quit day, to stop smoking in the future. Imagine that desire in that symbol. Imagine that symbol, that shape, getting larger. Make it larger. With every breath that you breathe out, naturally goes right into building that desire, which increases the size of that shape, that symbol. Make it bigger and bigger now. Right out in front of you, and whatever color it is, make that color brighter until it's shining through the whole room of your subconscious mind. The desire so big that it can engulf you like an obsession to want to be new again. And now, when I count to three, I want you to step into that shape and that light that has the ultimate desire to be a non-smoker, to return to your natural self. And when you do step into that, it permeates every cell of your body. Are you ready? Is it as big as you can make it? Is it as bright as you can make it? Once it is, then one, two, three, step in and let it engulf your entire self. That feeling of, yes, that's what I want. That's what I want. And just settle into it, knowing that this will last. Whether you remember this moment or not, you are grooving the subconscious mind exactly the way you want. Taking back full control and power of yourself. So beautiful here. Now, knowing that this is your new self with an increased desire, look upon yourself with pride. You might even feel a little smile, a smirk come across your face, because you're doing it and you did it. And you can rest well as you allow yourself to drift and fall fast asleep, knowing that tomorrow morning you will awake vibrant and full of energy, knowing you've taken one step forward, one step more to truly living the healthy life that you want. I'm so proud of you. Allow yourself to just drift away.